Hi, this is Larry London. We welcome you to the Voice of America and to Border Crossings. This is a very somber week here in the United States as we commemorate a very unfortunate event that took place in American history. We're celebrating or commemorating the 20th anniversary of what took place in New York and here in Washington and in Pennsylvania on September 11th. And we'd like to welcome to our show a member of the military. First and foremost, I want to thank Ryan Weaver for your service, sir. Thank you very much for everything you've done for our country over the years in the military.
Truly appreciate your appreciation.
And can you tell me a little bit about your military background so that I know what you've done in the military? I know you served and perhaps are still serving to a certain degree, but what exactly have you done in the military?
So I started off as a military intelligence analyst straight out of high school out of West Central Florida, followed in my brother's footsteps. My oldest brother, Steve, was in the Ranger Regiment as well as my brother, Aaron. They actually got out of the military for 2 years. They went back in to become Kiowa pilots, Kiowa warrior pilots, aviators, United States Army. I was military intelligence and then transitioned to become a warrant officer and became a Black Hawk aviator. Went to combat in 2003, and my brother Aaron was also deployed to Iraq with me, not in the same unit, but he was with the 82nd Airborne. I was with the 1st Armored Division. I was flying Blackhawks there. He was flying Kiowas in combat, but he was a cancer survivor, was non-deployable. He actually was in the ambush in Mogadishu that Blackhawk Down was made after, and he had to get a waiver to be deployed, and with that waiver, he had to get bi-monthly blood screenings done. He was a passenger in the back of a medevac helicopter on the way to one of those bi-monthly blood screenings when it was shot down and killed everyone on board. And we became a first-time Gold Star family at that point. I finished out my military career at Fort Rucker in Alabama and started pursuing my country music dream in Aaron's honor. And then in 2013, after I retired from the military, my brother-in-law, Randy Billings, was piloting a Black Hawk in Afghanistan. And it was brought down by a ground-exploded improvised explosive device. And a passenger in the back of the aircraft was ejected and survived, but the rest of the air crew was killed, and we became a two-time Gold Star family.
So well, I'm very sorry for your losses to you and your family.
Thank you.
Obviously, we talk about the ultimate sacrifices that the military members make and are willing to make as they put themselves in the face of danger every single time they go to combat. And unfortunately, you've lost two family members as a result of this. Now, so you have a very military-oriented family, it sounds like. So why the military? Is the Weaver family has always been, it's very military?
My grandfather was a belly gunner in World War II. My sister also joined the Air Force as one of the security forces, as security personnel there. And it's something that, you know, we grew up in a modest upbringing. It was something that we all loved our country, even as, my dad was also a Marine as well. So we have a rich family tradition of military service. And, you know, I had the opportunity to go to college, but, I wanted to follow my brother's footsteps, and they were American heroes to me, even long before I went in. My oldest brother, Steve, had served for quite some time, and he is the second greatest man I've ever known next to my dad. And following in his footsteps was an honor.
And so you decided to write a song, create a song to honor his memory and to honor this very difficult occasion in American history. So tell me a little bit more about the writing of this song and the song itself.
So I've actually been doing music since 2006, and we released a music video called Burn in 2016, with the Benghazi heroes. So there's more than one 9/11 that we're remembering on 9/11, the tragic events that occurred in Benghazi, where American heroes were left to die and had to fight their way through the night to survive. And in that Burn music video we released in 2016, I have two of the Benghazi heroes, Chris Peronto and John Tigan. And with that music video, I started doing regional shows, larger shows around the area. And I was invited to Colorado to perform at an American Soldier Network nonprofit event opening for Doc and Warrant and the Jack Russell's Great White, a motorcycle rally essentially. And the CEO of the Professional Bull Riders was there as one of the sponsors. And he loved my story, my background, and it touched his heart. And he brought me on to be the patriotic voice of the Professional Bull Riders in 2017. With that responsibility was honoring our fallen law enforcement, first responders, and military across the nation. And we did a Celebrate America EP and the Never Forgotten tribute video that we are re-releasing on September 11th in honor of our fallen on 9/11. Has Rich Miller's, we actually performed that for the first time or presented that for the first time at the World Finals in Las Vegas. Steven Tyler from Aerosmith was the headliner in 2016. They made some guy that didn't have a song on the radio or management or a former record deal the headliner in 2017. And the most amazing performance, I would say, for 2018 was performing this at Madison Square Garden on January 4th, which was the last day that I saw my brother alive. I actually was presented this. And Rich Miller, who was at the beginning of this music video, one of the New York our police department emergency response units folks, he presented, he raised the first flag over Ground Zero on what one of the firefighters said was potentially Tower 2's antenna. That had impaled itself in the middle of the frozen zone. So we wrote this song to honor all of our fallen law enforcement, first responders and military, and our Border Patrol agent, our families as well, because we did honor one of our Border Patrol agents that were that was actually executed during a cocaine bust on the border. So was super honored to get to write this song and perform the music video to it and honor our heroes across the nation as they should be honored, the way the PBR does it.
What is the name of the song?
The video and song are Never Forgotten, and that's what we wanted to make sure that all of our heroes were never forgotten and their stories were told.
We're talking with Ryan Weaver here on the Voice of America on Border Crossings, a patriot and an American hero who has confronted death on many different occasions and in many different fashions, losing several family members. So where were you on September 11th, Ryan?
I was actually in flight school. We do days and nighttime flying in different portions of flight school. And if you're flying at nighttime, you usually sleep in. And I was sleeping in that day. And my mom actually called me after the first plane hit the first tower and said, turn on the television. This was back before text messages and all that, obviously. But so she called me on a landline and I called it, or turned on the television and watched the second plane hit the second tower. And when that happened, the first thing I said to her is, Mom, we're going to war. And I knew it. I knew as soon as that happened that we were going to war. And of course we did.
And I believe, I don't have the exact number, but I know several thousand lives were lost in the Twin Towers collapse in the plane that went down in Pennsylvania. And for those that don't know that story, there were courageous passengers. That plane was really targeted for another target, and the passengers were able to land or bring the plane down. It didn't land, but bring the plane down in an open field area to avoid too many casualties. And I know that a plane went into the Pentagon here in Washington, D.C. on September 11th. I remember I had just arrived myself in Washington. I was on the job at the Voice of America for only a week. And, obviously it's an event that I'll never forget. How has your life changed since September 11th?
Significantly. I mean, I finished flight school, and was restationed to Germany and deployed to combat in 2003. And obviously, based off of my stories and the combat that we've seen since then, is losing two family members. As soon as I retired out of the military, still continuing to tell their stories and to tell the stories of the other heroes that were lost on that day. It was extremely important to me and will always be important to me. I signed an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And one of my ways of doing that is to keeping the honor and the memories of those fallen alive by telling their stories. And I'm able to do that through my music. So super proud to still be able to serve my country in that way.
Now, why is it that country music seems to resonate more than any other format of music with the military? I know the country's had a long history and a long relationship. And many artists, Toby Keith and so many other artists go to perform for the military at the bases and whatnot. It just seems to be, what is it?
Well, I think that the lyrics and story or lyrics and stories that are told in country music are, they resonate to your blue collar, red, white, and blue worker. They resonate with that crowd of folks. And that's, the vast majority of Americans. Now I will say this, that there are several rap artists that are coming out now that are veterans or patriotic rap artists that are coming out with some amazing songs that are topping the charts over all of the, you know, the other kind of rap music that's out there, or all the lyrical content that's out there. So super proud to see multiple genres get into the patriotic patriotic love of country that we're seeing out there, because music is a great conduit for stories. Like I said, the country music really is the best at telling, I would say.
Ryan Weaver is our guest here on The Voice of America, and a two-time Gold Star family member. No one can ever relate to, no one's walked in your shoes to relate to the pain, the suffering, what you've witnessed, what you've seen on the battlefield, what you've seen in your family and experienced, the loss that you've experienced. Again, as I said at the beginning, you know, we thank you for your service and everything that you've done for our country and for, in the name of freedom, the fight for freedom, which is an ongoing pursuit around the world in many different countries that are tuned in right now. This is not only something that America is doing. What do you say to the people who say America shouldn't be involved in all of these other people's business?
Well, there's multiple answers to that question. And, you know, we have been the beacon of light and hope for freedom across the world. And a lot of us would say that we shouldn't be the world's police force when it comes to protecting other folks, especially when those folks are ungrateful. And it's extremely difficult for us to look at those situations and value them. When we have so many people at home that seem to have forgotten the way that we were united as a country when we were attacked on 9/11, when you have folks that are cheering on the Taliban and saying, and we have government officials that are saying, we're working with terrorists, especially terrorists that killed my brother. And they're working with them to, form a government, when we know what kind of rule they have over women and children and what they do on the humanitarian side of things, the absolutely disgraceful things that they're known for doing, not said to be doing, known for doing. It makes it difficult for me as a veteran to look back on the 20 years of Afghanistan. And I know that we did amazing things for the people there, but the way that we were, that we left that country and we tucked our tail between our legs and left our allies and Americans there, it really puts a bad taste in your mouth when it comes to us being the world's police force at that point.
Mm-hmm. So what is the plan for you personally for the future? Are you out of serving now? Are you still serving currently? Are you still going to be writing and recording music, which I would guess the answer would be yes, but what is the plan for Ryan Weaver moving forward?
Well, I'm going to continue keeping my voice loud and proud about America. I love this country. It's an amazing place to live, to chase your dreams because of the sacrifices, the heroes that have laid it all down for us. I actually have two music videos that are coming out shortly. I have a song called No Second Chance that's on pre-sale right now. I did that with a great friend of mine, a cancer survivor, Tony Ryan. We did an amazing music video, but I'm super, super excited also about a new music video that I have coming out and a song called Let's Talk About Heroes. I have Medal of Honor recipient Don Jenkins is one of the lead characters in the music video. He was one half of Forrest Gump's character. We have Diana Muller, who is a pro Second Amendment advocate for the DC Project. She's testified in front of Congress. A lot of you might remember she said, if they come to take my guns, I will not comply. We have Jessica Lynch, who was the first female POW in the history of American combat, rescued in Iraq. She's in this video as well. And, you know, we're putting out Never Forgotten on September 11th again. We have these, we have No Second Chance that we're kind of holding off on the music video to really focus on Never Forgotten. And we're also going to be releasing shortly thereafter Let's Talk About Heroes. Super proud of all of these projects and what I've been able to do. And we're just going to continue doing what we're doing. I'm going to get on the stage and speak and motivational speak as much as I possibly can, as long as I possibly can, as long as I'm standing and I've got a breath in my body, I'm going to be talking about how much I love this country.
And where can people get Never Forgotten? How do they go about getting a copy of this?
My website is ryanweaver.net. It's ryanweaver.net. All of my social media links are on ryanweaver.net. The video is actually highlighted. Never Forgotten is highlighted on my homepage. If anybody has any questions or wants to get me to come out and perform or speak, you can contact me directly through my website and we'll make it happen.
Well, thank you, Ryan Weaver, for everything you've done and everything you continue to do in the name of peace and freedom for America, for Americans worldwide. We thank you for supporting our nation and for all of your service to this country.
Well, I appreciate the voices out there, the patriotic voices, the folks that love this country just like you do, that are standing up and staying proud and staying loud about it.
It's Never Forgotten from Ryan Weaver, as we remember the lives lost and the sacrifices made on September 11th for the 20th anniversary. My name is Larry London. You are watching Border Crossings on The Voice of America.